Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Now, this song right here I want to sing. Once again, I always talk about it being 2014 this year. And, you know, around this time of the year, you know, we all talk about the things that we want to, you know, get better in life. It's 2014, 2013, a new me, new life.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing that I want to stress about, you know, especially in my life, is faithfulness. It takes a lot of faith, you know, in this world and time, being 22, you know, trying to really thoroughly, you know, be faithful to God. I think that's one of the one things that I know, not only myself, but we all, you know, should work on, is trying to be more faithful to God, because, you know, it's interesting time about it. I just feel like, you know, this song right here that I'm going to sing, talks about how great God faithful is, how great God is faithful to us.
Amen.
So we should, you know, inspire to do the same. So I just want to sing this to you guys. Hopefully it touches someone here, you know, in your new year. You know. So
faithfulness.
wholeness. See, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. See, great is thy faithfulness. See, Lord, great thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. See, Lord, all I have needed, thy hand has provided. See, great is thy faithfulness. See, great is thy faithfulness. See, great is thy faithfulness.
Heard a preacher of a mega church tell his story. And they were asking, how did you go from this small little church to a mega church? He said, what God requires of you is to be faithful. So whenever you want God to do something for you, be faithful unto him as he is faithful unto you. No matter what it looks like, be faithful and keep doing the work. And watch God to change some stuff in your life. Amen. So can we be faithful people? There are so many things that you all have already said about 2014 and what you want. But can you be faithful? Amen. Can you be faithful? Let us pray. Our God, who art in heaven. The great I am, the God of grace, the God of mercy, the faithful God, our God. We bow this Sunday morning, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. Thank the Lord for another day, and thank you, God, for this new year that you have allowed us to see. Many started out last year with us but did not make it. So, God, we bow this morning and say, thank you, God, for keeping us and providing for us and allowing us to see this new year filled with new opportunities and new blessings. God, we thank you. God, we thank you that once again we can confess our sins and that you are faithful to forgive us, Lord God. So, God, forgive each and every person under the sound of my voice. And, Lord, we pray that you would restore us in the right relationship with you. God, we pray for our sick and our shut-in. We pray pray for Celeste Brockington once again. We pray for Dr. Clayton. We pray for all that are ill this morning, even under the sound of my voice, that you would touch them, Lord God, with your healing hands, Lord God, and heal, God, only as you can. Now, God, we lift up this worship experience, this first Sunday, this communion Sunday, in this new year, Lord God, and we say, Lord, have your way. Meet the needs of your people. Heal them. Comfort them, restore them, empower them, encourage them, God. Whatever your people need, I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you would meet those needs right now as only you can. Now, God, I bow before you and say, God, if there be anything in me that would keep me from communing with you and hearing from you, Lord God, take it away right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever you give me to speak to these people, God, I will speak. So, Holy Spirit, just have your way. Show up in a mighty way, God, and do something fresh for your people in here, Lord God. Let your power, presence, anointing, and your glory be felt out and throughout this entire building. Holy Spirit, have your way. It is in the name of Jesus, the Christ, we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Holy Spirit, shake some stuff up in here this day. Do what your people need, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Church, our message this morning is coming from the book of Romans. The book of Romans. Chapter 15, and I'm going to encourage that everyone bring your own Bibles in the event that you want to make some notes in your Bible or use the Bibles in the pew, but we want everyone to have the Word of God before them. So if you would get a Bible and turn to Romans, chapter 15, amen. I was looking for Brother Marcus. I don't see Brother Marcus because he gave me a Christmas present some years ago with this scripture on it. And it was very meaningful to me. Amen. I'm looking for Brother Marcus. Brother Benjamin. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. If you would stand all over this sanctuary as we read the Word of God, because we come to hear what God has for the church. And would you turn to verse 13? We're going to be reading Romans chapter 15, one verse. One verse. So if you found it, let us read together.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. That is a prayer that I have for Abundant Life Christian Ministry. And it reads this way. In the NIV Bible, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Didn't say about trusting in anybody else. As you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you can't do this stuff by yourself, but by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this morning, as we go into this new year, our message that God has given Abundant Life on January 5th, 2014, is hope for the future. Hope for the future. As many of you know, and you ended 2013 making all kinds of resolutions for 2014. I know you did. But you made those resolutions with great hope for the future. And despite whatever your trials and your tribulations, your challenges, and disappointments that faced you in 2013, Church, we cannot go into this new year. We must not go into this new year without having hope for the future. Our morning scripture is from the book of Romans, and yes, it is written by the Apostle Paul. Paul wrote that God declares that we can abound in hope. And I went on further to research this word hope because I wanted a working definition. See, you all know I like life application. The word is good, but if you don't know how to apply it to your life, it is not very helpful for us. So what I found out is that this definition was the expectation of a favorable future under God's direction. Okay, come on with me now. The expectation, if you have some hope, you should have the expectation of a favorable future under God's direction. So that's what we're going to focus on this morning. We want God to direct our path. We want God to direct us as we move in great expectation for a favorable future. Not like the world, expecting stuff to go wrong and not stuff not to happen right. We are going into this new year with great expectation for a favorable future under the direction of God and the Holy Spirit. Is anybody with me this morning? God is going to lead this church. God is going to lead us as we go in this year.
Hallelujah.
Expecting a favorable future. I don't know about you, but I expect God to do something in my life. I expect God to provide some things. I expect God to do some wonderful and powerful things in abundant life. I have the expectation of a favorable future being led by the Holy Spirit. Is anybody with me this morning? Let the church say amen. If you are not pleased with your life, expect something great to happen being guided by the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Oh, yes, Lord, that we expect you to do something mighty in here for all the families, for all the marriages. God, we just expect a favorable future. People with finances, God, we just expect something for 2014. Because he is the God that's able. See, I believe this word and I stand on this word. He is the God that's able. He's the God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that even ask a thing. Let the church say amen. Do you believe this word? Will you stand on this word for 2014?
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, Paul wanted us to know as believers we can overflow with this hope. Paul wrote it for us, y'all. I heard somebody say this morning, I think Brother Vern, that this word is for believers. See, if you don't believe and you haven't confessed Jesus, this ain't even for you this morning. This word is for believers. And I believe this word. And I walk by this word. And I pray that I can always live by this word. See, I enjoy Jesus. I enjoy God. So I'm determined as I press on in 2014. That I'm going to have a favorable future. Is there anybody here this morning that want to have a favorable future? Being led and directed by the Holy Spirit. For y'all that don't want a favorable future, that's all right. We're going to press on anyhow. We are going to press on anyhow. And we're going to pray for you. Because we love you. Oh, yes, we do. See, God wants the best for us. God said this, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, Brian, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's what God wants for you. But do you believe this word? If you believe this word, let the church say amen. I know the plans I have for you. Get in this word for 2014 and apply it to your life. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't walk around and enjoy. No matter what your circumstances, you can't hold your head up high. Because our God's got it. Whatever you need, our God's got it. 14. What do you need, Jeremiah? Your God already got it for you.
Yes.
All you have to do is just connect with him.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you this. I tell you every Sunday. Seek first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And his righteousness. Whatever you need, Brother Lamar, God will provide it. But he wants to be first. Oh, yes, he does. God wants to be first in your life. So we have to get this thing right up in here. Stop looking at people and thinking about what people think of you. Think all of what God thinks of you. That's the only person that matters.
Hallelujah.
People got all kinds of opinions about what you do and how you live. But what God thinks of you is the only thing that matters. So start looking at yourself the way God looks at you. You're a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes.
You have all kinds of power that God has breathed into you.
Amen.
Stop looking like a loser, people of God.
Woo!
You're not a loser. God has done it all. Christ did it all on the cross for you.
Yes.
Hold your head up high.
Yes.
Oh, come on, people of God. God has great things for us in 2014, but we got to get with this word, and we got to work this word, because if you work the word works, people.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it does.
Preach, Master.
Hallelujah. 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 I love you all, and I just want the best for you, but it's what God says that matters.
Jesus.
It is what God says that matters. Hallelujah. Yes, God, let me just bring it down. Just a little.
It's all right.
Hallelujah.
It's all right.
And I get so excited about God when I come in here, because I know what God is able to do.
Yes.
And I want you all to understand what God is able to do just for you.
That's it.
What he's able to do just for you.
Woo.
No matter what it looks like, God is in control.
Yes.
If you're faithful to him, he can turn anything around.
Yes,
oh,
he can.
Yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can.
Yes,
ma'am.
Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for loving us, even when we're not lovable.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for loving us. When we didn't even love ourselves, and how can we tell we didn't love ourselves based on what you've been doing?
Yes.
But thank you, God, that you still loved us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, when we don't take care of this temple
Hallelujah.
That you have given unto us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for still loving us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And just being there waiting on us.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. See, our morning text is a prayer, y'all. It's a prayer that Paul was praying for believers. And I pray that for you all. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust him. As you trust him. As you trust him. God prayed that God, Paul prayed that God would give the believer joy. As we anticipate what God has just for us. Do you want to go into this new year with joy? They say unspeakable joy. See, joy is deeper than happiness. I've heard people say, I'm not happy. But happiness has to do with what's happening.
Yeah.
But joy is an understanding of who God is and what God is able to do for you. That's where your joy comes from.
Jesus.
That's the joy of Jesus. This joy I have, the world did not give it to me. And the world cannot take it away. This joy I have. See, people ask me, why do you smile all the time? It's because I have the joy of Jesus. And no matter what people are doing, they cannot take my joy. No matter what people say to you, no matter what happens to you, this joy that you have only comes from the Lord. So make up your mind that nobody, nothing is going to steal your joy 2014. No matter what people do, don't let them steal your joy. No matter what they say, don't let nothing, nobody steal your joy.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. All
Only Jesus can give you this kind of joy. No matter what's going on, only Jesus can give you this joy. The people are messed up, y'all. The people ain't worth 2 cents. But Jesus, Jesus is the way. That's what my mama told me. We can only depend on God. Only depend on God. Oh yeah, people get you twisted. Oh yes, they will. So I would suggest this to you. 2014 is here. It's time to get rid of all toxic relationships. Anything that's not good for you and help you grow in the Lord, get rid of it.
Hallelujah.
Get rid of toxic relationships. Get rid of people that are bringing drama to your life. Get rid of all that crazy sin. Come on, we all like to sin. But get rid of that. Get rid of your addictions. Anything that would block you from having a healthy relationship with your God. Commit to shake off any shackles, any chains, anything that have you in bondage. Do y'all know I like that song when Erica sing it? No more shackles and no more chains. I'm free, Lord God. I'm free. God freed me up years ago. And I just pray this entire church can get free in the Lord. No more shackles. No more chains. God, I'm free. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. I'm connected with Jesus because the word says there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. So if you want to be free, connect with Jesus and the joy of Jesus. Let the church say amen. Church, if you don't like how your life is going, seek Jesus. Put God first and watch God change something. See, we got so much other stuff in the way of God. We're so busy being busy. Oh, yes, we are. But put God first and watch Him change some stuff in your life and in your family. Hallelujah. So as we begin this new year, 2014, I've read that 14 means double completeness. Double blessing. See, 7 is completeness, but 14 is double blessing. So I expect a double blessing in 2014. I don't know about you, but is anybody expecting some double blessing in 2014? Come on, get with it. But God must be first. God must be first. So what are you asking God for? And what are you believing for? And what are you hoping for 2014? What are you hoping for, people of God? Come on, y'all. What are you hoping? But tell Jesus. Don't even look to your right or to your left. The person next to you probably have more drama than you have. Come on, y'all. Get all right. But talk to Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about your situation and what's going on in your life. And He will hear your prayer. We sing it every and answer. We sing it every Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you must live this word. Stand on this word because God said, my word will not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I desire and what it's supposed to do. He said it. That settles it. Just do it, people of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're in 2014. I'm expecting greatness. I don't know about you. What do you want in 2014? Do you want more spiritual power? Do you need more money? Do you want to get married? Do you want your marriage blessed? But talk to the God of hope. He has the answer. Whatever you need, stop talking to people. I tell you all of them, stay off that phone and go to the throne of grace. Have a talk with Jesus. He has the answer. Hallelujah. 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 I just love the Lord.
Amen.
I love the Lord. I love the Lord because see, all the answers to my situations and all the answers to my life problems and struggles have been found in the Word of God. And I believe that's true for you too. God said this,
Do you not know? Have you not heard it? The Lord is the everlasting God. He's God, y'all. Yes, the everlasting God. The creator. Come on with me. The creator, the ends of the earth. See how God doesn't get weary. When you call on him, he's right there. Somebody said he's a right on time God. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He doesn't get tired and weary. People will get tired of you.
Sure,
God will not get tired. Yeah. So call on him. His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary folk, oh, like us sometimes. He increases our power. Oh, yes, he does. Even they say, the Bible says the young folks will get weary and they'll get tired. The young men will utterly fall. But the Bible says those who hope in the Lord, they will renew their strength. Hope in the Lord. Place your hope in the Lord. Stop depending on people. Put your hope in the Lord. So let me just see, can I just wind this up, because this is not what I have written on this paper. Hallelujah.
It's all right. It's all right.
Put your hope in the Lord. Yes, Lord God. Your hope. But see, I don't know about you, but I've decided 2014. Yes, Lord God. I'm gonna keep God first in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I suggest you get on that wagon and put God first in your life. Church, as we go into this new year with hope and great expectation, expecting something favorable to happen to us in the future. I say we must press on and pray to the God of hope.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just claiming victory for all of us.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wind this thing up. I'm gonna claim victory for each and every one of you. If y'all are praying for God to do something in your life, I'm joining with you and claiming victory. Because there is victory in the name of Jesus. There is victory in the name of Jesus. So if you got it in your spirit, I say stand all over the sanctuary and give God some praise in advance for what he's going to do in your life in 2014. Praise give God some praise. You got a praise in your spirit. If you want to just go higher in your faith, praise him in advance. Whatever you need, start thanking and praising God right now.
Thank
the Bible
you,
says when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Do you want some blessings to come down on you? I said, praise the Lord.
Yes.
The Bible says that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise him on the keyboard. Praise him on the drum. Praise him in the dance. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, God. See, unlike this world, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. That's why we are taking communion today. It's about the blood of Jesus. But see, I don't know about you, but I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. People will change on you real quick. They'll love you today and won't know you tomorrow. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. And hold on to hope for the future. Hallelujah. So God has promised us a favorable future under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I would say just to you all, go into 2014 trusting in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, because life got some stuff that you will never understand. It does. I've lived some stories I'll never understand. But I've always trusted in the Lord with all my heart.
Yes.
And believe that God will direct your
path.
Yes,
amen.
So if you want to live an abundant life this year, don't give up hope for the future. Move into this new year trusting and believing our God. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
hope for the future. I just pray each and every one of you have hope for the future. Don't give up your hope. I know sometimes the road gets a little rugged and sometimes you get a little weary, but never give up hope for the future. Because the God of hope will take care of you. Amen. Amen. I ask